Oscar nominations came out this morning. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button had the most nominations with 13, and Slumdog Millionaire had 10. Joining those movies in the Best Picture category, Milk, Frost Nixon, and The Reader. And there's a complete list of Oscar nominees at our website, npr.org/movies. Please check that out. But first, we wanted to check out what our film critic, Bob Mandello, has to think about all this. And he joins us now in the studio. Hello, Bob.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Let's first talk about a big surprise. Small movie, Frozen River.
That's true. It's a very small movie to have gotten two major awards. A lot of people haven't seen it yet. It's about a Mohawk woman in upstate New York who sort of coerces a white woman into helping her smuggle illegal immigrants across the Canadian border.
I'm not going anywhere until those people get out of my trunk.
I'll give you half. Now let's go. Let's go!
I'm not taking them across the border. It's a crime.
There's no border here. This is free trade between nations.
This isn't a nation.
Let's go!
Melissa Leo got a Best Actress nomination for playing Ray, the white woman. And Courtney Hunt, who also directed, got an original screenplay nomination. Between that and I've been walking around all day saying, "The Reader? The Reader?" How did that get in there? And I finally realized it's the Weinstein Brothers movie, and they're the guys who at Miramax used to be able to turn small movies into big award pictures, and they've done it again.
So we move now from small films and big surprises to big films. And Bob, you don't seem to like The Curious Case of Benjamin Button quite as much as the Academy does. Why not?
Well, I think it's all right. This is, life is like a box of digital effects, was my reaction to that one. It's okay. It's fine. But I think the reason that the Academy seems to be so excited about it is that it's a romance, so it can get lots of acting nominations. And it's also a special effects movie, so it can get all that little stuff, you know, the best special effects and
we're talking about a man
costumes
ages backward and all the effects that go along with doing that.
The only times that a picture has gotten more than 13 nominations were Titanic and All About Eve. Well, think about Titanic. It's a romance with special effects, so that follows that. All About Eve came out in 1950 at a time when they split everything between black and white and color pictures. There were a whole lot more awards back then. That's why it got 14. So there are anomalies, and I think this one fits into the pattern of that.
I, for the record, happen to like The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, so
I'm really glad. I didn't dislike it. I just, you know, I think life is like a box of digital effects.
Now, what was left off the Academy's list?
Well, the one that everybody's talking about got left off for Best Picture and Best Director, Dark Knight, the Batman movie, which is the most popular movie of the last decade. It has made more money, almost $1 billion worldwide. And then also people are talking about how WALL-E got left off of the Best Picture because you've got this category now of Best Animated Picture, and otherwise it probably would have been in there. This category, which has become sort of a ghetto for animated films, is now a Pixar category to lose, it seems to me. Every time they have a picture come out, it ends up there and it ends up winning. So I think WALL-E will be no exception. It's an extraordinary movie.
February 22nd is the big night. So what if someone hasn't seen many of these movies, wants to study it before the Academy Awards on February 22nd? What should they go out and see?
Well, actually, the Academy, through its choices, has made that really easy this year. You'll be comfortable in all of the major categories if you see just 8 movies. 4 of them are the Best Picture nominees, excluding The Reader, which I don't think has a chance. And if, in addition to that, you see Doubt, Rachel Getting Married, and Frozen River for Best Actress, and The Wrestler for Best Actor, I think you will have seen everything that you need to see to win your office pools, assuming the major categories are like that. You know, the one thing that I think you should not leave off that list because you think you might not enjoy it is Slumdog Millionaire, which I know people are coming to it late. You know, they're sort of discovering it late. It hasn't opened all over the country yet. But when it does, it is just this wonderful picture, a fantastical romance about a kid who is from the Indian slums, gets on the TV show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
It's getting hot in here.
Are you nervous?
What? Am I nervous? It's you who's in the hot seat, my friend.
Oh, yes.
That's Dev Patel in Slumdog Millionaire playing Jamal, the lead character who's supposed to be in the hot seat on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire but seems to be the calm one there.
He does seem to be.
But there probably aren't a lot of calm people in Hollywood right now
well,
waiting for
point,
the
no.
big day. I know you don't like to make predictions, so I won't even ask you. But I will encourage our listeners to go to our website again. That's npr.org/movies if they want to find out more about these nominations. Thanks so much, Bob.
It's always a pleasure.
And that was our film critic, Bob Mondello.